This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Tokyo has reported its highest number of new coronavirus infections Tuesday, days after the Olympics began. The Japanese capital reported more than 2,800 cases of new COVID-19 cases, exceeding the earlier record of more than 2,500 on January 7th. The city is under its fourth state of emergency, which is to continue through the Olympics until just before the Paralympics start in late August. Experts have warned that the more contagious Delta variant could cause a surge during the Olympics, which started Friday. The United States says it will keep existing COVID-19 restrictions on international travel in place for now due to concerns about the surging infection rate because of the Delta variant. It was the latest sign that the White House is having to recalibrate its thinking around the coronavirus pandemic as the more infectious variant surges across the U.S. and a substantial chunk of the population resist vaccination. It was also a reversal from the sentiment President Joe Biden voiced earlier this month when he said his administration was in the process of considering how soon the U.S. could lift the ban on European travelers bound for the U.S. The state of California and New York City have announced that they will require all government employees to get the coronavirus vaccine or face weekly COVID-19 testing. And the Department of Veterans Affairs on Monday became the first major federal agency to require healthcare workers to receive that shot. Meanwhile, in a possible sign that increasingly dire health warnings are getting through to more Americans, vaccination rates began to creep up over the weekend. The numbers offer hope the nation could yet break free of the coronavirus. This is VOA News. The first person to be tried under Hong Kong's sweeping national security law has been found guilty and terrorism in a ruling condemned by human rights activists. The Hong Kong High Court handed down the verdict in the case of Tong Ying Kit. Tong is accused of driving his motorcycle into a group of police officers while carrying a flag bearing the protest slogan, "Liberate Hong Kong, Revolution of Our Time," on July 1st last year, a day after Beijing imposed sweeping national security legislation on Hong Kong following months of anti-government protest in 2019. The verdict was closely watched for indications of how similar cases will be dealt in the future. U.S. President Joe Biden says the U.S. military's combat mission in Iraq will conclude by the end of the year. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani explains that what that means for the approximate 2,500 troops still there.
It's unclear right now whether some of those troops will leave, whether a lot of them will leave, whether none of them. We don't know that right now. So this is not the U.S. pullout from Iraq. This is the official end of combat operations and strictly moving to helping the Iraqis, whom Iraq's own prime minister says are ready to defend their own country at long last.
That's AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani. The announcement comes on the heels of Biden's decision to withdraw fully from Afghanistan nearly 20 years after the U.S. launched that war in response to the September 11, 2001 attacks. The final death toll is now 98 in the condo building collapse in Surfside, Florida. More from AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
We have done everything possible to bring closure to the families.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava.
Nothing we can say or do will bring back these 98 angels who left behind grieving families, beloved friends, loved ones across this community and across the world.
It's unclear what will happen at the site. Some condo owners want to rebuild. Others say a memorial should be created there. I'm Shelley Adler.
In Mexico City, protesters gathered chanting, singing Cuba's national anthem and demanding an end to the embargo against Cuba. Cuban ambassador in Mexico, Pedro Nunez, said Cuban families should also face fewer restrictions on receiving remittances. Dozens of Argentine and Mexican demonstrators gathered outside the Cuban embassies in both Buenos Aires and Mexico City on Monday to voice support for Cuba's socialist government. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.